नुपुर ऋणु झुनु चरणों में He has your untied ankle bells, Nupur, while he is dancing. Sundar Lala, Sachir Dulala, Natata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Sachir Dulala. राधा कृष्ण एक तनु है निधुवन माधे बंसी बजाए विश्वरूप की प्रभु जी सही आओ त प्रकट ही नदिया में सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम कोई गावत है हरि गुण गा मंगलतान मृदंग रसाला बाजत है कोई रंगण में ओ सुंदर लाला सचिर दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे हरि हरि हरे राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Oh, Rama Hare Krishna Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtham Sapitanena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurodaye Pushpavanto Chitroshamdo Tamonudo Jayatam Suratur Pangor Mama Manda Matir Gati Madasarvasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrandaranya Kalpa Drumadaha Srimad Ratna Agarya Singhasanastho శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా శ్రీల గోవింద దేవో పృష్టాలిభి సేవ్యమానం స్మరామి శ్రీమాన్ రాసరసారంభి వంశీవటతటస్థితః స్వనైర్గోపీ గోపీనాథ భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ వాసుదేవాయ రాధా వాంకే బిహారీ హరి హరి గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జై శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద కీ జై Text number, chapter number, chapter 7. That's it. So this morning, this microphone is not working this morning. Ready? Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, chapter 7, text number 53. Mayam. The whole thing. Mayam varnayato musha Ishvarasya namodataha Shranavataha shraddhaya nityam. Mayayatma నముహ్యతి మాయయాత్మానముహ్యతి మాయాం వర్ణయతో ముష్య ఈశ్వరశానుమోదతః శృణవతః శ్రద్ధయా నిత్యం మాయయాత్మానముహ్యతి నిత్యమానముహ్యతి मदतः नित्यं मायात्मा नमुह्यति Mataji's Modataha Shraddhaya Nityam Atmana Muhyati Varnayato Mushya Ishvarashyanamodatah Nityam Mayatmanamuhyati Mayam, affairs of the external energy. Varnayataha, while describing. Amusya, of the Lord. Ishvarasya, of the personality of Godhead. Anamodataha, thus appreciating. Sharanamataha, thus hearing. Shraddhaya, with devotion. Nityam, regularly. Mayaya, by the illusory energy. Atma, the living entity. Na, never. Muhyati, becomes illusioned. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described, appreciated, and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. Perfect. The science of learning is a subject matter seriously is different from the sentiments of fanatics. Then you could talk about each statement of Prabhupada also. Talk further.
Volume doesn't go up a little bit.
Hari Om. Glad you can't speak.
Let us speak.
Fanatics. You know fanatics? Yeah, you do? The lots. Hari. The lots of them. Hari. Fanatics or fools may consider the Lord's activities in relation with external energy to be useless for them. And they may falsely claim to be higher participants in internal energy of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's activity is in relation with the external energy, and the internal energy are equally good. Yeah. Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Yoga Maya is active in the spiritual world internally, directly in relationship with the Lord, Hari Hari, while the external energy is dealing with external energy. Mayam. It says, Mayam Varnayato Amusha. Maya's, you know, Lord's Maya. Lord's external energy. This material world. Including how Lord controls, well, first creates and then controls and maintains and eventually annihilation also. These activities of the Lord. Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshurodakshaya Vishnu, these three Vishnus put together is one avatar, Purusha avatar of the Lord. One of the avatars, Purusha avatar. So their activities are in relationship with the external energy, which have been described also in the beginning cantos of Bhagavatam. So I think we have to go further before. The point that Srila Prabhupada is making would be clear. So he's just introducing this. So they are both equally good, that's one point. Those are Lord's activities, either in relationship with internal energy or the external energy. They are Lord's activities, so they are equally good. Where are we? On the other hand, those who are not completely free from the clutches of Lord's external energy should be devoutly hear regularly about the activities of the Lord in relationship with the external energy. In the beginning, they should not foolishly jump up to the activities of the internal energy, falsely attracted by the Lord's internal potential activities like his rasa leela. I think you are getting some points here now. Rasa leela is in the 10th canto. So don't jump. Read earlier cantos also, which are dealing with Lord's activities in relationship with the external energy of the Lord, this world. The chief reciters of the Bhagavatam are very much enthusiastic about the Lord's internal potential activities, and the pseudo-devotees absorbed in the material sense enjoyment falsely jump to the stage of liberated souls and thus fall down deeply into the clutches of external energy. Yeah. Okay. Some of them think that to hear about the pastimes of the Lord means to hear about His activities with the gopis, or about His pastimes like lifting Govardhan Hill. He didn't lift it with the right hand. I should have shown the left hand. And they have nothing to do with the Lord's plenary expansions of Purushavataras. This is how they think. There is a party. Thinking like this. And the pastimes of creation, maintenance or annihilation of the material worlds, we have nothing to do with this, the creation, maintenance, annihilation, and they go to the rasa dance and other pastimes in the 10th canto. Rather, the descriptions of such activities of the Lord as the Purushavataras are specifically meant for persons who are in clutches of external energy. Topics like Rasa Leela are meant for liberated souls, not for the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls, therefore, must hear with appreciation and devotion the Lord's pastimes in relationship with external energy. And such acts are as good as the hearing of Rasa Leela in the liberated stage. A conditioned soul should not imitate the activities of the liberated souls. Our Chaitanya never indulged in hearing Rasa Leela with ordinary men. That's the point. He did indulge in hearing Rasa Leela pastimes, but not with the ordinary men. With Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, they were liberated. They are Nitya Siddhas, in fact. One is Lalita, other one is Vishakha. The Lord is talking with them. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the science of God, the first 9 cantos prepare the ground for hearing the 10th canto. Okay, I'll get back to that. This will be further explained in the last chapter of this canto. We'll take a look at it soon. In the 3rd canto, it will be more explicit. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, must begin reading or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and not from the 10th canto. We have several times been requested by some so-called devotees to take up the 10th canto immediately, but we have refrained from such an action because we wish to present Bhagavatam in science as the science of Godhead and not as a sensuous understanding for the conditioned souls. This is the forbidden by the authorities as Sri Brahmaji. By reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as scientific presentation, the conditioned souls will gradually be promoted to the higher status of the transcendental knowledge after being freed from illusory energy based on the sensual enjoyment. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 2nd canto, 7th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Schedule Incarnations with Specific Functions. Mayam Varnayato Amusha Ishvarashanamodataha Sharnavataha Shraddhaya Nityam Mayayatmana Muishati. The Lord's activities in association with His different energies should be described, appreciated and heard in accordance with the teachings of Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. Okay, so this is our Acharya, Lord Brahma, speaking. Kindly speaking. Mayayatmana Moihyati. Atma has been illusioned. And how to make that Atma free from illusion is a goal. Goal of Dharma, goal of Gola Bhagavatam also. So how could that be achieved is described here. Mayaya means by Maya. Mayaya means by Maya. With Maya, by Maya. Atma na muhyati. Atma is not illusioned. Well, of course, this is being talked about. The Atmas, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna to you. Hari. Yeah. Let's talk about hearing. When you sleep, that's the end of the hearing. And then we'll continue to be what we are here, illusioned. All the Atmas in the Lord's abode are, has nothing to do with Maya in the spiritual sky. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, or his own Maya, the internal. Maya is also of two kinds, you could say. Yoga Maya and Maha Maya, both are Mayas. Both are energies. The energy that governs, controls all those liberated souls in the spiritual sky is internal energy of the Lord. Mahatmanastamam partha devi prakriti masritaha. Lord also said that in Gita. Mahatmanastamam partha. Oh, that person is Mahatma. That person is Mahatma. Who is that Mahatma? Mahatmanastu mam partha devi prakriti masritaha. The person, the soul that has taken shelter of devi prakriti of the Lord, that is Mahatma. So that devi prakriti is also Radharani, is that devi prakriti. For those who have taken shelter of the Devi Prakriti of the Lord, internal energy of the Lord, Yoga Maya of the Lord, they are Mahatmas. So in the spiritual sky, everyone is Mahatma. No Duratmas. No bad Atmas. Only pure devotees. Entire population is that of pure devotees. Enlightened devotees. The two mayas, that is also maya, the yoga maya and mahamaya is active here, represented by Durga. Radharani in the spiritual sky and Durga in the material world. Durga. And she makes it difficult for going. Durga. Ga means to go. And dur means very difficult to go out. Durga also means fort. The fort of the Mahamaya. Mahamaya's fort. And Durga Devi is superintendent. And she is Chaya of the original spiritual Maya. Spiritual Mayas, she is Chaya, shadow. And she, Prakritehi Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasha. Prakritehi Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasha. All the souls here are governed by Prakriti, Durga. Just three modes of material nature, Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, Tama-gun. What is that? Gunamayi. Gunamayi Maya. What is that? Daivi Eshaya. Daivi Eshaya Gunamayi. Mama Maya Durataya. Daivi Eshaya Gunamayi. My Maya, external energy is Gunamayi Maya. Gunamayi. Full of gunas. Basically three gunas. Sattva gun, Raja gun, Tama gun. Gunamayi Maya. Mama Maya, Mama Maya. Whose Maya? Mama Maya. My Maya, my energy. Duratyaya, very difficult to transgress, to transcend, to get out of the clutches of my Trigunamayi Maya is very difficult. Difficult, but not impossible. Difficult it is, but not impossible. So is there any possibility of to become free from the clutches of this Trigunamayi Maya? So as soon as the three gunas take over, the soul becomes conditioned soul, bound up soul.
Mama eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite.
Lord, as the material problem, spiritual solution coming up. The problem is we are caught, we are bound, we are being tossed by the waves of this illusory existence, thrown from one body to another, one planet to another, one species to another. But
మామ ఏవై ప్రపద్యంతే మాయామేతాం తరంతితే మామ ఏవ దోజ్ హు సరెండర్ టు మీ మాయామేతాం తరంతితే ఇమీడియట్లీ ఇన్స్టంట్లీ దే కుడ్ బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మై మాయా. There are but two things. One is Krishna, other one is Maya. There is no third party. Third party is us, in fact. We are the third, called Tatastha energy. Internal energy, external energy, and we are beach man. Like a beach. Beach is always in the middle of what? One side there's a water, other side is a land, and the middle is what? Beach. Beach may beach. Then what happens? Sometimes that beach becomes part of the ocean. Waves come, they cover, entire beach is covered, it's part of the ocean. Other times, it is part of the land. The beach is part of the land. So sometimes, in other words, the beach is sometimes covered by the water, other times covered by the land. So our status is like that. The tatastha energy is like that. Marginal energy is like that, sometimes governed by the internal energy. It could also be covered by the external energy. So now, as we are here in this material world, we were very much covered by the external energy of the Lord, governed by the external energy of the Lord, influenced by the external energy of the Lord. And then hence, in deep illusion and the goal is how to become free from this illusion. Being governed by the external energy is not very pleasing. It's torture. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada explains. Well, there's a cat. Cat holds sometimes the rat. Rat is held by the cat. Yes? You have seen? That happens in this country also? We see that in India happening a lot. And then, sometimes same cat, mother cat, would also hold the kitten. Meow, 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 the helpless little baby cat, the kitten, is crying, meow, mommy, meow, meow, meow. The mother cat comes and holds by the neck and brings upstairs or next door or here, there. So the holder is the same. The cat is holding. Sometimes rat is held and other times the kitten is held. When the rat is held, is rat very happy in the mouth? The clutches of the jaws of the cat, is the rat happy? Yes or no? The same cat, when it holds the kitten Does kitten try to get out of the clutches of that rat's clutches and the cat's clutches? Very happy. The soft and warm touch of the teeth. As long as you like to hold me, I'm very happy. In this situation, I'm very happy. The kitten never complains, never tries to get out of the clutches. So it is like that. It is like that. The same Maya, well, Lord's Maya, as we're hearing, there is no difference between Lord's external energy or his dealings with external energy and his dealings with the internal energy, because it is the same Lord, in fact, is holding. But for the conditioned soul, when external energy holds, is a torture. And when internal energy holds, gives the shelter to the soul, soul is at home. Soul is very, very happy. So goal is to get out of the clutches, like a rat's position. Rat is held. We are like a rat held by Maya. Not happy there. We want to be whole, held by Lord's internal energy. Then we'd be happy. So Devi Ishahi Gunamayi Mamamaya Duratyaya. Lord's Devi Prakriti is holding us, all the souls in this material world. And souls are not happy, they cannot be happy in that situation. Mahatmanastu mam partha Devi Prakriti Masritaha. Mahatmas are those who take shelter of the internal energy of the Lord. And Lord says, yes, mam evai prapadyante mayam etam tarantita. You just take shelter of me, surrender unto me. You just call out like that kitten, meow, 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 meow. Immediately, the mother cat must come. That's the arrangement. Does come, must come. So, the conditioned soul is in trouble. Help, 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 help. Krishna, 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 Vahimam. Please protect me, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Rakshamam, please protect me. So this, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Although we are singing here, but this is a call, emergency call. Someone in distress is calling, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Enough is enough, please get me out of here, oh Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Calling for Krishna. So that he would accept us again. Give us shelter again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, chatare shayanam, iha samsare khaludustare kripaya, pahi pare murare. This is Shankaracharya's praying. This is Shankaracharya's prayer. My dear Lord, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Repeated birth and death. For a while, janani jathare shayanam. Lying there, called shayanam, sleeping, lying in the womb of the mother, not very comfortable situation. Not at all. Ya samsari kaludustari kripaya pahi pare murari. Please, please, O Lord, please. Protect me from this birth and death and entering into another womb, into another womb. Maya yatmana muhyati. So this verse is talking. We have to come to the stage, so that stage of the free from the illusion caused, clutches caused by Maya. Mayaya na muhyati. Free from influence of Maya. You would like to attain such a stage? Or it's okay. How are you, sir? Fine. Everyone is fine. I'm fine. He's in ICU. And if you ask him, how are you? I'm fine. So, first we should be realizing we are in deep trouble. Troubled waters. And then that will to get out. Will, I want to become free from this illusion, free from this born, free from this suffering, free from this suffering. So when that will is strong. I mean, there has to be will, right? There has to be will to become free from the clutches, free from suffering. Then we'd be looking for some other alternatives. We have tried this, we have tried that, and nothing is working out. Then I'll try out something different. The will has to be there. Thinking, feeling, willing. Thinking. And feeling. Not feeling. Feel. If we are filled with feeling, we are full or filled with feeling. And that feeling would be there after thinking. Thinking, feeling, and the strong will. So more we think. More we think, what happens from thinking comes to feeling. And when feeling becomes stronger, solidify, then the strong will. And then where there is will, then what happens? We find the way. So I think we're also making point that has will. Free. Feeling. Microphone is feeling. Failing. So by hearing this thinking, food for thought, from thinking, from hearing comes the feeling, thinking, feeling, willing. So then, so the thoughts are here, the topics are talked about here. And as we hear more and more, as we hear more, there's more. We think, we hear, we think, right? The hearing makes us think. Is that right? Hearing makes us think. We take notice of something. Noteworthy. As we hear, the feelings are stirred up, leading to the strong will. So, anyway, we could then kind of conclude that hearing is important. Hearing is important. Hearing is important. In order for this thinking, feeling, and the willing to happen, it all starts with hearing. And that is what is being talked here. Shranvataha, hearing. Shranvataha, we should hear, we should hear. How should one hear? One should hear Shraddhaya. One should hear with faith. Shraddhaval labhate jnanam, Krishna said. If you have faith, then you will acquire the knowledge. If you hear something with the faith, then that you will accept that. You will admit, you will accept that. That will become your property. That will become part of you. But if you have no faith, then you will reject. That will bounce off. That what you heard will not settle. You will not, that will not become your possession. Because you don't have faith. Or you have a doubt. Shraddha vallabhati jnanam. Samshayatma, samshayatma vinashyati. If you doubt, you doubt, doubting, 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 doubts. Vinashyati. You will be destroyed. Already destroyed, you will be further destroyed. So in order, so, there's talk of hearing here, but hearing, how to hear? Shraddhaya. And what kind of hearing? Nityam. Constant hearing. Hearing all the time. Nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktira bhavati naishthiki. Same Bhagavatam has already made this statement. Hare Hare. Haribo. God Haribo. What is that statement? It says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It says Nityam also. That one also says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And if you hear, and you hear, Nityam. Nityam means constant. Constant. One person said, "You know, I am," or Nityam also meaning regular. One person said, "You know, I visit the Bankya Bihari temple. I am a regular visitor every Janmashtami." That's also Nityam, right? That's Nityam. is a Nitya Sevak, Nitya Visitor. Nitya means regular. Once a year. Every year, once a year, I'm there. I'm a regular visitor. So that is also Nityam. That person could claim, he's right. If he says, I'm Nityam, I'm regular. But there is also, then every Sunday is also Nityam. Every Sunday I am Nityam. Every day, every morning, that is also Nityam. And this Nityam has to be extended. The term used in the Shastras says, Kshan Anukshan. Kshan means moment. Kshan means moment. It's a time factor that cannot be further broken into pieces. Just one moment. One moment, you're visiting or you're hearing this moment. Kshan Anukshan. Anu means the following moment. Also hearing or also remembering. Kshan Anukshan. This moment and the next moment also. And the following moment also. And following moment also. And that is also Nityam. So again, we'll have to understand what is this Nityam. Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Lord said, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord said something similar. Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Those who serve me, how? Shraddhaya, or with faith, or priti, with loving service. And satata yuktana, satat means constant, like satat, word satat. How does it sound? Is there any space between those letters? Satat. So much next to each other, satat. Constant like that. The word, when you hear this word, satat. Is there some space? There's no spacing out, there's no interspace. Satat. I think purposely Lord is using this particular word, satat. Esham satata yuktana. Those who are engaged, yukta, equipped with the service. How often? Or what kind of service? Satata yuktana. I mean, that's the goal. What do the residents of the spiritual sky, they're also serving the Lord. Do they attend Do they go herding cows with Krishna once a year? They claim, yes, I'm a regular cowherd boy. I'm a regular associate of the Lord. Every on Gopastami day, I go herding cows. No, they do. They do it every day. And of course, other times they do some other things also. Priti Purvakam and Satata Yuktanam. And the goal is going back to home, back to Godhead. Then this, well, that's fine once a year, but then it'll take long time. So, Shranvata Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Lord Bhagavatam also has said, Shranvataha, about hearing this word. Shranvataha. Shranvataha Swakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana. Hearing about the Lord, this katha of the Lord is punya shravana kirtana. This is punyatma. Most fires, punya. You have acquired punya by doing what? Punya shravana kirtana. And this hearing, what would that hearing do? Ridhyantastha hi abhadrani vidhunoti surit satam. Ridhi antastha. Ridhi means in the heart. Which part of the heart? Everywhere, especially. Ridhi antastha, deep within the heart, core of the heart. There's so many black spots, desires, vasanas, this, that. Ridhyantastho hi abhadrani, he says, abhadra, amangal, inauspicious, mundane, matter, mike, things stuck to your heart. Ridaya granthi, the knots also, ridaya granthi. The heart is full of knots of attachment. Asha, pasha, shatair, baddhai. This is all in the heart. Well, in the heart, in the mind, this is part of our antahakaran, the subtle body made up of mind, intelligence, false ego and the consciousness, chetana. This is our antakaran. And in there you will find all the desires. Asha, pasha, shatai, shatai, hundreds, thousands, baddha. This is how one conditioned soul becomes baddha jeev, baddha, bound. So many strings attached, I think. Strings attached, bound. You cannot move. So as one hears, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, or as one hears Punya Shravana Kirtana, Svakatha Krishna, then that katha, those topics will do the cleansing of the heart, cleansing of the consciousness. All those desires will be cleansed. Cheto darpanam arjanam will happen. Consciousness cleansing, becoming free from desires. It's possible, becoming free from calm. Okay, calm, get rid of calm, get rid of calm. So by hearing about Krishna, a soul hears about Krishna with faith and with constantly, then cleansing will happen. Thinking, feeling, willing will happen. Will to attain Krishna will also become stronger. Will to go back to Krishna will also become stronger. Well, hearing, from hearing comes thinking, feeling, willing. Ridhyantastho hi abhadrani vidhunoti surit satam. Nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktira bhavati. And the statement also says, as one hears Srimad Bhagavatam nityam bhagavata sevaya. Srila Prabhupada gave us this, nityam bhagavat. Not just 7 days and your obligation is over. No? Bhagavat Sapta, 7 days, and that again, jump to the rasa dance, and forget all these earlier cantos. So everything done not in authorized fashion. So as one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, then that person hearing Bhagavatam becomes Bhagavat. What does that mean? In relationship with the Lord, that is called Bhagavat. From Bhagavat, Bhagavat. Related with the Lord. Bhagavad Dharma or Srimad Bhagavat or Mahabhagavat, Bhagavat, Devotee Bhagavat. His activities would be fit to be included in the Bhagavat. Or he is fit to enter the pastimes of the Lord. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, because he has developed now Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Rabhavati. Bhakti Bhavati. He will attain Bhakti. Bhakti Rabhavati. Nice tiki. Another dimension being added here. You will achieve bhakti. You will achieve bhakti. What kind of bhakti? Naishthiki bhakti. You have started with Shraddha. You started with Shraddha. Shranvataha Shraddhaya Nityam. And by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, thinking, feeling, willing, your will is becoming stronger. Your Shraddha is becoming stronger. And now you have attained Nishtha. You are at the level of Shraddha. Then you did Sadhu Sangha, means you did hearing. Bhajana Kriya, you did practices as per the instructions. And the anartha nivritti, that has done what? You have become free from anarthas. Anartha nivritti shat. Anarthas, anarthas, becoming free from anarthas. As one becomes free from anarthas, undesirable, unwanted, useless stuff, activities or thoughts or whatever. Anartha, anartha, artha. Artha means meaning also, means meaningless. Artha also meaning economy, economy. So, the mundane economy could also be anartha. So, as one becomes free from anarthas, then he is now nishtha. Bhaktira bhavati naisthiki. The bhakti is described, adjective used to describe bhakti is naisthiki bhakti. He started with Shraddha bhakti, now he has naisthiki bhakti. Mature. When Shraddha matures, when Shraddha becomes pakva, matured, stage of Shraddha, faith, is Nishtha. So Nishtha, Srila Prabhupada translates that as irrevocable or irreversible. No reverses, no U-turns. Dhrada Shraddha. Dhrada Shraddha is Nishtha. No Ayaram Gayaram. You know this? Ayaram Gayabhiram. But I need, when he comes, he goes. Very unsteady. Very unsteady. So from that unsteady stage, one becomes now fixed. Fixed up. So how did he become fixed? By hearing. Nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati. Nice sticky. And then more higher to go, then there's asakti, then there's ruchi, then there's a bhav, then there's a prem levels. So chanting is also, chanting and hearing that we do, it is also becomes nistha level chanting. And it becomes asakti level chanting. From Shraddha to Prem, that ladder is there. And then Ruchi level chanting, Bhav level chanting, and finally Prem level chanting. Fully evolved. Nashtik is like a halfway through. Long way to go. The uphill task is over. When you're climbing the hill, climbing, then last few stretches becomes even harder to get there. 100 people started walking, climbing, mountain climbing. 50 went halfway through and then another 25 were dropped. Another horrible were dropped. Finally you will find only 5 persons reaching the mountain top. They made it. At Shraddha level, many started at Shraddha level. Many started. But come to this Naishthiki requires a special endeavor. Extra endeavor. And this endeavor is this, hearing, chanting, and practicing. Endeavor, and you are at Nistha and then got to keep going forward also. So that Mayaya Atma Namuyati, Atma becomes free from, completely free from illusion. And he has developed Krishna Prem. Which is what? The goal of life is Krishna Prem. One should avoid all the 10 offenses against the holy name so that we achieve the goal of life, which is what? Krishna Prem is achieved. Krishna Prem. So by constant hearing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoha Smaranam, we remember Lord more. We are reminded of the Lord more and more as we hear more. Shravanam, Kirtanam. And hearing so has to be about Vishnoha Smaranam, Vishnu, hearing about Vishnu, or Vishnu Tattva. Krishna, Ram, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will remember them only. You heard about Krishna, you'll remember him. You heard about Maya, you will remember Maya. So whatever the topic of your hearing is, that is what you will end up remembering. So this world is reminding, busy reminding us of Maya. And if you want to remember Krishna, then hearing about Krishna, and that is Srimad Bhagavad Gita also, and Bhagavatam also. In fact, before Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, not jump to Bhagavatam, read Bhagavad Gita. Do ABCD first before you go for higher education. So Gita, Bhagavat, and then gradually 10. Hari, Hari, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. And chanting of the holy name is always there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And this also has to be heard. Shraddhaya and Nityam. With faith, with love and devotion, and constantly. So that we get rid of this anartha business, come, go to higher levels, go higher and go higher and go higher. Hare Krishna to you. Thank you. Hare Bhava.